This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when many major economies are facing uncertainty and economic challenges, India's growth story continues to inspire the world. Chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi, he emphasised the need to further strengthen the nation's resolve towards self-reliance and highlighted the importance of adopting and implementing global best practices, particularly in the renewable energy sector. Mr. Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the centre and state becomes even greater. This year's theme was Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman participated in the virtual meeting on Global Convergence for Growth Summit from New Delhi yesterday. Ministry of Finance, in a social media post, said that the summit was held to bring together leaders of advanced and emerging economies to discuss ways of supporting a balanced growth anchored in an efficient global framework. French President Emmanuel Macron presided over the summit. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today. During the visit, the President will review the passing out parade of 158th regular course and 141st Technical Graduate Course at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj has said that four Panchayati Raj-related initiatives have been selected for the National Awards for E-Governance 2026. The Ministry said that it highlights the growing role of Gram Panchayat in advancing digital governance and citizen-centric delivery. It said that the Panchayat Advancement Index has received the Gold Award under the category of Digital Transformation by Use of Data Analytics in Digital Platforms. It added that the index assesses the performance of Gram Panchayat across the country based on indicators linked to localized sustainable development goals. The ministry said that Kadepur Gram Panchayat in Sangli district of Maharashtra has won the Gold Award, while Bijoy Nagar Gram Panchayat in West Tripura district of Tripura has secured the Silver Award under the category of Grassroots Level Initiatives by Gram Panchayat for deepening and widening of service delivery. As India enters the Kharif sowing season, a WhatsApp-based AI advisory service named Oilseeds Kisan Mitra emerged as a powerful tool for the research-based knowledge about oilseed cultivation directly to farmers' mobile phones, anytime and in their own language. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare said that the initiative enables any oilseed farmer in India to access free, trusted and instant crop advisory simply through WhatsApp. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed concern that ongoing conflicts are imposing costs and triggering changes far beyond the regions. The minister said this while participating in a discussion with his Finnish counterpart Elina Valtonen and Assistant Foreign Minister of UAE Lana Nusseibeh on emerging powers and the new geopolitical competition at the Kulataranta talks in Finland. Dr. Jayashankar also stressed the need for the international community to continue efforts to mitigate their consequences and create conditions for diplomacy. He emphasized the importance of de-risking and diversifying supply chains, building greater resilience and redundancy in an increasingly volatile world. He further reiterated that India's energy choices are guided by national interest, with purchases based on considerations of affordability and availability. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated compatriot Isharani Varua 20-20, 21-12 in the round of 16. She will next face Chen Su Yu in another All-India pre-quarterfinal clash. Tanvi Sharma overpowered Malvika Bansoor 21-13, 21-15. And that is the end of this news bulletin.